Last time on The Adventures of Bird Lady, she had gone back to the nest to study some evidence she had found at the scene of the toothpaste factory explosion.
All right, you scrap of unusual cloth. What secrets are you hiding?
Madame Downey, your breakfast is served.
Put it over there, Pierre. I'm on a case.
So it would appear, madame. What dastardly doings have the deviants been doing lately?
It was Mr. Flossie's fluoride factory. The surrounding blocks will be brushing up debris for weeks on end.
Yes. So what clues have you found?
It seems to just be an ordinary piece of fabric, but I noticed the weave was covered in unusual hairs.
Ah, yes. The distinct odor of mint. Do we know of any supervillains that are herb-themed?
I'm pretty sure the smell is from the toothpaste.
Oh, right. What of the hairs, then?
No, I don't think those have anything to do with the toothpaste.
I would agree.
If my detective skills are correct, I think these hairs belong to some sort of cat?
Interesting. So you think a cat blew up the factory? What possible motive could the cat have for a kind of behavior, I wonder?
I don't think it was an actual cat. Maybe a cat-themed villain?
I don't know about that. Most cat-themed villains are under copyright protection. They wouldn't dare show their faces in this city.
Most, but not all. Let's take a look at the villain database. Sandcat? No, he's in Egypt right now, studying abroad. The Mighty Margay? No, she's already been defeated by Dolphin Lady.
What about this one? Serval? She's been under the radar for a few years. Plenty of time to scheme. And she's known to enjoy a bit of catnip.
What's catnip got to do with any of this?
It is a well-known fact that catnip plant is the same family as plants like lemon balm, spearmint, peppermint, and other minty-flavored plants, much like the flavor of toothpaste.
It's a stretch, but you might be onto something. I'll give her a call.
Hello. You've reached the voicemail box of the Serval, supervillain extraordinaire, and not yet under any copyright protection. If you are an agent seeking to add me to a major comic book lineup, press 1. If you are a superhero wanting to set up a time to confront me concerning my nefarious schemes, press 2. If you... Hello, hero. I am currently away from my villain identity. Please leave a message, and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can.
Hello, Serval. It's Bird Lady. I'm just calling to see if you know anything about the to-do at Mr. Flossie's. If you don't, no worries. Hope you're having a good day. But if you do, call me back. Thanks. Well, that's gonna slow down the investigation.
Not to worry, madam. In the meantime, you can enjoy your breakfast. And as an added treat, we can listen to the radio.
Good idea.
Hi, Miss Fiona.
How are you doing?
Oh, hello, Peter. Monica. I'm surprised you aren't at Lionel's by now.
Lionel?
She means Mr. Jacobs.
Oh, right. Yeah, we were headed that way, but we ran into an issue.
An issue? What happened?
I guess the town is putting in a new water pipe under the street, and they blocked off all the walkways and most of the road. We couldn't get through anywhere.
Oh, dear. I knew they were starting work on that this week, but I hadn't any idea that it would be such an obstacle.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it, too. Mr. Jacobs had just gotten a new set of comic books.
So what are you doing out here? Are you raising chickens or something?
Chickens? Oh, the wire fencing. No, actually, I was trying to protect my flowers from the cats.
Cats? Is Mr. Ruffles eating them or something?
No, he's an inside cat and much better behaved. No, these are the neighborhood cats. They like to come in and dig up my flowers and roll around on top of them. It's the most curious thing.
So you're going to put up a fence to keep them out?
I was. But then I found one thing that might have been drawing them to this flower bed in particular.
Drawing them?
Yes. It would seem that they were attracted to this.
It just looks like any other plant to me.
I thought the same. But this particular plant is catnip.
catnip is a plant?
You didn't know that? Haven't you seen it in stores?
I mean, sure, but it just looked like fish food flakes or something. Wait, fish food isn't a plant too, is it?
I don't think so. But yes, catnip is a plant, and cats really do like it quite a lot. Unfortunately, I don't like cats digging up my flower bed, so I've decided to remove as much as I can and see if that's enough.
Want any help?
I could use a hand if you're willing. There should be some gardening gloves on the front porch.
I'll grab them.
And as an added bonus, I have one of Lionel's portable radios, so we can listen to the radio as we work.
Great! I'll start it up.
I think that's all of the catnip out. We'll have to see as the year goes on, though.
That's a lot of roots we pulled out of the garden, Miss Fiona. Do you really think we had to dig this much up?
Oh yes, Monica. Plants in the mint family are notorious for spreading far and wide. If we don't want any of it coming back, we need to get rid of every bit of it.
Just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, if it's that hard to get rid of it, and if it spreads that easily, why isn't the world just covered in catnip?
Well, I suppose it's because there are other plants that are just as good at spreading. Or at the very least, put up a fight when it tries to push its way in.
Wait, plants fight each other?
Indeed they do, Peter. In fact, there are many places in the world where a new plant has invaded and made it impossible for plants that were already there to grow like they used to.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Is there something wrong, Monica?
No, I was just thinking about something the pastor said in church last week.
For Easter?
Yeah, he was talking about how Jesus paid the price for the wrong things we do. You know, sin. And he was saying that even though that was enough to save us, we need to make sure that we don't let any of that stuff come back into our lives.
Huh, kind of like this catnip.
Yeah, he said that it was so important that Jesus said if our hands or eyes make us sin, then we should cut them off and throw them away.
I don't think Jesus actually said that.
Oh, he did. Matthew 5, 29 and 30.
What? Well, then he didn't mean it. I mean, I've never heard of anyone doing something like that. Not on purpose, anyway.
It's not common practice. But I think Jesus was explaining how bad sin really is. It's not just something we should accept. It's something that can destroy our lives, or at the very least, block us off from the goodness that God has in store for us.
Block us off? But I thought God loves us no matter what.
Oh, absolutely, he does. Romans 8 makes it very clear that nothing can separate us from God's love. But the Bible tells us in many places, like John 14 and Hebrews 12, that if we love God, we will follow Christ's example, making sure nothing gets in our way of obeying God's commands. If we don't follow God's commands, then how are we to expect the rewards?
Makes sense to me.
I had never heard it explained like that before. I've got to think about that.
Well, while Pete's doing that, do you mind if I listen to the radio some more, Miss Fiona?
Go right ahead, Monica.
Thanks.
All right, I figured it was a little on the cool side this morning, so I decided to make us all a warm cup of tea. I really do think the flower beds look much better. Thanks for all of your help, children.
Thanks for the tea.
Yeah, I still have a couple questions about what we were talking about earlier, Miss Fiona.
Well, I'll do my best to help.
Okay, you were saying that God wants us to get rid of anything that can make us sin and blocks us off from the reward for doing the right thing?
That's right.
Okay, so two questions. First, how do we know what makes us sin? And second, how can we actually get rid of those things?
Two very good questions, Peter. And to answer the first, I think the most common thing that makes us sin is an attitude of selfishness and a little bit of greed mixed in. Often we like to blame things for bad behaviors, and it's true that if a thing causes us to sin, we should get it out of our lives. But often it's our own selfish desire to get what we want that makes us lose sight of doing what God wants.
That makes sense. But you said some things can make us sin. Like what?
It can be any sort of thing that we have decided is more important than anything else. For some people, it's things like drugs or alcohol. For others, it can be games or sports. For still others, it can be something as natural as eating or sleeping.
So, even the stuff that we need to live, how are we supposed to get rid of that stuff?
Pretty sure I already asked that.
Yes, you did. And it's a very good question to ask. Like I said before, most of the time, it's not these things that are bad in themselves. It's the attitude we have toward them that makes some otherwise good things a thing that can block our path. That's why we need to repent and depend on God's strength to help us overcome temptation.
Repent? That means to stop doing what is wrong, right?
That's part of it. The other thing I would say is to work hard not to put yourself into situations where you might be tempted to do the wrong thing.
Okay, so I think I'm understanding you so far. But just to make it clear, can you give us an example with something important, like food?
Of course. Food is good, but when we let it rule our lives, it becomes an idol. Does this mean we should stop eating altogether? Of course not. It means we need to turn to God for our comfort instead of food. It means that we do what we can to avoid snacking constantly and to ask God for help when it comes to controlling ourselves when we can't. How's that for an example, Monica?
It was all right. How about sleeping?
Sleeping is definitely a gift from God. It's wonderful to be able to relax and recharge, but God gave us this gift so we can have the energy to do all sorts of important things. If we put sleeping and rest as more important than doing all the other stuff God has for us to do, then that's something we need to repent of as well. Again, it's not the sleep that's wrong. It's the attitude we have about it that makes laziness the sin that it is.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask my parents about this.
Me too. It's a lot to think about.
Indeed. Hopefully I was able to help a little.
Yeah, you did all right.
Are you off then?
Yeah, thanks for talking.
Not a problem. Have a good weekend.
Want me to turn off the radio?
That would be quite helpful.